Light for the World and its partners train at the local level through such initiatives as Ethiopia's Army of Women. Mebert Kasua is a 20-year-old wife, mother of two small children, and a leader in her community of Antarctica's Health Development Army, an army of women fighting diseases with medicine and knowledge. Mebert lives in the family compound with her mother-in-law, who by family tradition is in charge of the entire family. Mebert is a shy young mother whose words spoken in her native Tigrinya are carefully chosen. A Light for the World program officer who helps train the Army of Women, Kalkadan Ketsela, translated her description of the day's work as a member of the family and a soldier in the Health Development Army.
Early in the morning, after she wake up, she directly go to the cleaning of the latrine, the compound, in the house, in the materials. After that, she go with her husband to the field for plowing, for weeding, and whatever activities there, she will be with her husband to do the farming activities. After that, she return back to home and preparing coffee.
Even after these morning activities, the day is still young for Mebert.
She is responsible for also the chicken, for the cattle, and for the cow. She is the one who cleaning their compound, and she is the one who feed the chicken, and even who bake the traditional bread, injera, and she prepare the sauce, and she provide lunch to her children and her husband. And above all, she has like a social role. She is the head of the Women Development Army. So whenever she gets a chance, she go to the people and she teach that if there is a pregnant mother, if there is a sick mother, she consults them and she advises them to go to the health posts. And she is also the one who constructs these traditional stoves and like a place to sit down. Yeah, cooking stove. And this all is like she bring the mat to plastering the house if there is any crack. So she is the one who plastering the wall and who is doing this cooking stove. Yeah, this all is her responsibility.
She wants to make sure the other mothers understand the importance of keeping the family's hands and faces clean, as well as the home environment.
She said that I will focus on the cleaning of the compound and face washing. I will tell them that you have to wash your faces because trachoma come through flies, and if there is a dirty faces, it will be a good place for trachoma transmission. So I just tell them to wash their faces and to construct latrine and to use latrine. This is like the key message for the discussion.
It is a big responsibility to head the Women's Development Army for her community, but Mebert takes her job seriously because she knows that she is looked upon as an example.
She's saying that I am the leader of the 17 householders, and I'm one of the examples for the other group members. When we have a meetings, I advise them to go to the health post. If there's a pregnant woman and if there is a sick mother, I advise them to go to the health post, and I am a model because I construct a latrine and my compound clean. So I just share my experience to the group members and invite them to see what I'm doing and to learn by seeing what I'm doing.
Light for the World partners with other international organizations working in Ethiopia and other developing countries where trachoma is the primary cause of blindness. They say by acting now, they can eradicate blinding trachoma worldwide by 2020. I'm Kim Lewis reporting from Tigray region, Ethiopia.